This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Lok Sabha yesterday took up three bills, namely the Constitution Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The three legislations are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. The Constitution 106th Amendment Act 2023, popularly known as Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, provided for the reservation of nearly one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. The objective of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was to ensure greater participation of women in the democratic polity. These three bills have been brought to facilitate the delimitation of territorial constituencies and operationalize the provisions providing for the reservation of one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies. The Constitution Bill 2026, which has been introduced by Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in the lower house yesterday, is intended to increase the number of seats in the Lok Sabha from 543 to 850. Out of 850 seats, 815 members will be elected from the states and 35 members from the union territories. The objective of the bill is to implement one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha as well as the assemblies of states and union territories. Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, which was passed in 2023, provided that one-third reservation for women will come into effect after the delimitation exercise based on the first census after the commencement of the Act. The Constitution Bill 2026 states that the next census and the consequential delimitation exercise will take considerable time, thus restricting effective and dedicated participation of women in the democratic polity. The Delimitation Bill 2026, introduced by Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in the Lok Sabha yesterday, it provides for the constitution of the Delimitation Commission to undertake the exercise of delimitation, facilitating the reservation of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. Union Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha yesterday. In his remarks during the discussion on these three bills in the Lok Sabha, PM Modi emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of the decision-making process. He said Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country and this is the need of the hour to give them due representation in the policy-making. He emphasized that the entire political establishment is collectively guilty of withholding this right for decades, making this bill a necessary act of atonement. The PM appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political color, as it will be beneficial for all and for the democracy of the country. The PM asserted that no injustice will be done to any state while implementing this law. In a brief intervention during the discussion on this legislation, Union Home Minister Amit Shah rejected the apprehensions of the opposition regarding reduction in number of Lok Sabha seats in southern states after delimitation exercise. However, the discussion on the bills remained inconclusive. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will reply to the discussion later today. Later, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House to meet at 11 a.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held talks with Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, India and Austria exchanged several agreements and documents, including an MOU on food safety, a letter of intent on cooperation in military matters, and an LOI on joint working group on counter-terrorism. Addressing the joint press briefing, PM Modi said that India and Austria have been reliable partners in infrastructure, innovation, and sustainability. PM Modi yesterday received a phone call from French President Emmanuel Macron. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during their conversation, they discussed the West Asia situation and agreed on the need to urgently restore safety and freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. He added that they also reaffirmed to continue close cooperation to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. International Monetary Fund Chief Kristalina Georgieva has said that India's economy is expected to remain resilient even as global growth slows amid war-driven disruptions. Speaking at a press briefing during the IMF spring meetings, Ms. Georgieva said countries' strong fundamentals are helping it outperform most economies. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in a league match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.